Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, you know, this Mr. Fauci, this guy needs to be charged with war crimes. He really needs to be charged with war crimes. This guy is an animal, but, you know, how much does he have? And how many of the people in the Gates and could he take down with him? And when you have that kind of money, and again, he's a part of the Democratic Communist Collective, we're at war with the deep state here in this country. We do not have a Justice Department. We don't have one anymore. But anyhow, in the 1980s, during the height of the AIDS epidemic, Mr. Fauci told Americans that children could catch AIDS from casual contact, okay? Fauci withheld successful treatments from AIDS patients for over a year as thousands died. As they were dying, when they had treatment, they could have been saved. He wanted a vaccine, and he held out to get that vaccine that never came.
Came, yep. And in the meantime, they had treatments.
Yep.
Sounds just kind of like what happened with COVID, but then comes along back in 2003, the United States government devoted about almost $6 billion to fund Project BioShield. And that was to run through 2013. Then they dumped in another $2.8 billion through 2018. And Project BioShield was designed to prepare the U.S. against a biological attack, including provisions for the stockpiling and distribution of vaccines. Though this COVID-19 was a new virus, congressional testimony paints a concerning picture about what we knew. And it goes back to Fauci and this idea of the severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. So here we have Fauci talking about SARS has spread through all the several countries, 17 countries. And he talked about how many cases, how many deaths. And this is a new disease, emerging microbe and an emerging infectious disease. And we have to prepare for it. Okay, so what's happened? What did the CDC do with all this money, these almost $6 billion and $2.8 billion? Where was the preparation for a vaccine for the SARS? Where were any experiments for treatments? Nothing. I was looking up until Donald Trump said, get busy and find something. I see nothing that the CDC, Fauci, the NIH, And Fauci talks about how the CDC and the NIH was doing such a magnificent job working toward therapeutics and a vaccine, and yet here we are, 17 years later, there was no vaccine, there were no therapeutics at all. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for another big lie.
Well, you know, there's another one with Fauci, that's that Rochelle Walensky. She is the CDC director, and this woman says that there is a plan should people like you and me, Joe, and our listeners not want to be vaxxed. There is a plan on how to re-educate us. How to re-educate us.
Re-educate us.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have fun with you and me because I don't re-educate very well at all, do you?
No, not at all. And and so there you go.
Jesus freaks and Bible thumpers. I've already been educated by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Supreme Judge of the Universe, and that's where I'm staying.
All right, Stephen Cleveland pledges 40, and Susan in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. The phone lines right now. We are about $1,950, about $1,950 short of our goal for tonight. We got less than an hour to raise about $1,950. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I want to remind folks that we can thank you for your donations, but God in the Scripture says if you support a ministry like this doing his work. And, well, one of the things is being the watchman on the wall, is what we're called to be, that you get to share in any blessing of this ministry, whether it's one of the pastors in hospice, the King's Word School of the Bible, Right to Life Ministry, prison ministry, the radio ministry, anything that blesses and glorifies God that happens through any of that, and you donate to this ministry, God says you get to share in the blessing. So we can thank you. God can bless you.
Amen. And some of the callers, you know, when they call in, the folks that are on the phone, God bless them, because little Lisa and Wynn and Randy, they're doing a great job. And Andy, too. So, and they will pray with you, too, but they can't be on the phone very long, except for Andy. Andy's working the board, and that's a job in itself.
So,
folks.
More than enough to keep him out of trouble.
Yeah, and that's a job by itself. So, anyhow, Stephen in Cleveland pledges 40, and Susan in Michigan 25. I think I just said that. Okay, now.
Just remember, many hands lighten the load, and we have some wonderful people out there that have been very generous in their donations, but we also have gotten by for all these years, and it's just been many, many, many hands donating, you know, what they can, and God knows what you're able to give, and we just ask that you prayerfully consider supporting the ministry, and that God sees each and every one of you giving as you are able, the way Scripture puts it, right?
Right, Joe, you know, when we've been talking about how Biden is saying build back better, this whole idea, you have to completely tear America down. Tear America completely down, to completely destroy her, and then build her back as a communist nation. Well, here you have Joe Biden's pick for comptroller of the currency, Salu Omarova. And she was born and raised in communist Russia. She refuses to hand over her university thesis on Marxism, she wrote, when she was schooled.
She went to college on a Marxist scholarship.
Yeah.
Lenin scholarship.
But here's what she's saying. In a recently uncovered video, Omarova admitted her goal was to bankrupt the coal, the oil, and the gas industry in order to usher in her green agenda.
Right.
Here's what I'm thinking about is primarily the coal and oil gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in shorter. That's what we want. We want them to go bankrupt if we can tackle the climate change. First of all, folks, I'm going to tell you this, and listen to me. We were right. You know, of course, obviously, a lot of you all knew that we were right in the beginning on that whole scam of evolution. Evolution, folks, devolution is, you know, it's a bad, it's one of the biggest cons that's ever been played. But we told you right out of the chute that was. For years we've been telling you. We told you right from the very beginning that this whole, in fact, if you go back, all the way back to the 70s, we were telling you this whole climate change scam is nothing but a scam, and we proved it over and over. We had experts and experts and experts talking about that.
Remember back in the 70s, it wasn't global warming. It was the fact we were going to have an ice age, and if the government didn't step in and do this and that and the other, we were all going to freeze to death.
Yep. And so, and then they changed that up.
70s, do you?
Right. It was going to be an ice age until that didn't come, and then we had a heat wave, and then all of a sudden it was going to be global warming was going to be. You know, they switched it back and forth. However, they'll do whatever they have to do to rip off the people and make billions.
Yep, 10 or 12 years left.
Right.
90s.
God has settled that. He has told you in his word that as long as he keeps the earth, he's going to keep the climates. Now, folks, I'm going to just give you something very simple, very, very simple here. Do you know how they keep telling you that when the polar ice caps melt, then we're going to get flooded. New York City's going to be underwater, the entire, and all of this. This is pure foolishness. Now, look, here's a simple experiment that I want you to do. take two glasses. In one glass, put two or three ice cubes. In the other glass, none. But fill both glasses to the very brim. Now, you're going to notice that those ice cubes will be sticking up above the brim of the glass while they're in the water. And just leave them set. Leave the two glasses and watch what happens when those ice cubes melt. They will only replace the amount of water that they took up. In other words, the water in that glass will not raise 1 inch. It won't raise at all. Not a bit. Not a bit. And if those icebergs were to melt, like they said, out there, it would not raise the water level. It wouldn't happen. This is pure, again, lunacy. Believe me, and the folks, listen, somebody out there is in complete control. There is a power, and that power is the one out there that brings us the climates, the planet rotations, the seasons, the years. It's in perfect, he is in complete and total control. He has told us that in his word. And folks, these people like Al Gore, I'm telling you, they're fools. They're an army of crazies out there. And again, these crazies, and many of them, of course, are in the media, but they have taken over. The crazies have taken over the federal government. It's been totally taken over by these people that are, one, anti-God, anti-America, anti-family. If it's good, clean, and wholesome, they're against it, period. No.
Amen. And, folks, you can look at Job chapters 36 and 37. It talks about the water vapor and the clouds and the you know, how the clouds form. And then it talks about basically weather, the storms. And let's see, make it short. This weather change. Verse 13, chapter 37 of Job, he causes it to come, whether for correction, for his land, or for mercy. All the weather, all this about the watering, the clouds, and the water cycle. And then you notice he even talks about the drops of water, and the water vapor makes up there's stuff in the Bible that science didn't learn till a long time about water vapor, but it's in Job 36. So God causes weather for what? Correction, the land, or mercy. And there it is, God's word on it.
Absolutely. Joe, do you know who Gage Grosskreutz is? Gage Grosskreutz?
No.
He's the guy that chased down Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the one that chased him down last year in Wisconsin, and he tried to shoot Carl. He had a gun in his hand, and he was trying to shoot him, okay?
That's right, that guy.
Okay, that's who he is. So now here, Rittenhouse blew his bicep away. Now, he got up, and he really, really stuck it to those prosecutors. He was supposed to get up there and lie under oath, okay? And what happened was, and those sleazy prostitutors there, the look on their face when he went up, he did this. He told the truth, how he had a gun and pointed his gun at, and here, that shot, that killed their whole case. And the look on their face was, you know, you had to see it. Well, anyhow,
I could back up something before we get too far astray. That lady you said that what Biden wants to appoint as controller of the currency, she wants to get rid of all private banking and federalize the banking system. And when we started this program, we were talking about the 45 goals of communism in America. Goal 37 is to infiltrate and control big business. Well, gee, getting rid of all the private banking system and federalizing all of the banks sounds like a good way to control business, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, we have about 30 minutes left tonight in tonight's program, and we have to raise still about $1,900. So that's about $70 a minute. So, folks, we need to hear from you. We want to say thank you to Edna from New York, pledges $10, and Joan in New York pledges $18.
Thank you both.
Yep. Okay.
All of you that have called in tonight.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people calling in, but we're still about 19 short, about 1,900. But we've got about 30 minutes to make that up.
Let me give them a good reason to donate to this ministry. We've talked on this show about all of a sudden the busloads of illegals or children showing up in New York, upper New York, and now they were showing up in Florida. Well, a Texas lawmaker, his name's Lance Gooden, got a tip, and he got on an airplane and flew, and he went to personally checked out the story, and what he found out, that these illegals were being housed in hotels in California and shelters, and the locations he found were SeaWorld, Four Points by Sheraton, and a Ramada Inn. And he got in, was checking. A guard finally let him in, and he saw buses coming in, putting about 100 migrants on and off buses at these places. And the migrants then, they were followed, and when they went to the destination, the migrants were welcomed by people with open arms before being processed, and then they were handed packets. Well, he got a hold of a packet from a whistleblower, and the packet detailed them how to get to the airport, how to get through TSA without having identification, how to enroll your children in schools, how to assimilate in whatever community you want to go in. Well, he found out what was going on. The people who were propagators of this operation, Catholic Charities of San Diego, the Jewish Family Association, and these two nonprofits, their biggest donors are American Telephone and Telegraph, Bank of America, and the federal government. And let me tell you right now, Catholic Charities and the Jewish Family Association are both organizations who originally were supportive of the Progressive Caucus, the 50 socialists in our Congress that were on the Democratic Socialists of America's website. So here we have two known socialist entities. They are the ones who are taking these illegal immigrants or these children and busing them around the country, dropping them off in a neighborhood where they are, nobody knows about it, done in the middle of the night. And I think Florida had it right. We ought to put them right back on buses and send them all to D.C., don't you, Pastor?
Well, Joe, a couple years ago, remember, we had that big battle going on, and we were hearing from people from Massachusetts because the Catholic Charities of Massachusetts had Planned predators more on their boards.
Right.
Planned predators.
Board.
Yeah.
You're right.
And
yeah,
a number of the people, the Catholics, were calling in to complaining to me, telling me that we need to tell people, we need to get that story out because, they were taking their money. And do not, folks, donate to Catholic Charities or that, what's the name of the other one?
Jewish Family Association.
Do not donate to
JFA,
them. Do not.
That's what it's called. You'll see the signs out there, JFA. That's what it is, Jewish Family Association. It is a socialist entity promoting socialism.
All right,
it has
Tim.
Been for about 20 years.
Tim in Parma donates and pledges $125. Steve in Michigan, $25. Alice in Oregon, $25. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we're down to about, I believe it's we're close to about 1,800. We need about 1,800 tonight to finish tonight's off, and we have about 30, just a little under 30 minutes to do that. About $1,800 what we need here for tonight. All right, we had Italy, Joe. Italy updates its numbers. Now, here's the difference between in Italy and here. In Italy, they report those that actually died of the COVID, not all of, not people that, you know, get shot six times and then they tested after they're dead positive for COVID, or, you know, you had one guy that was half eaten by an alligator and he died from COVID. No.
Right.
In Italy, the real number of individuals who died, the real number from COVID, is drastically less than those that are reported dying with COVID. Okay, so there's a difference to dying from it and then with it. Italy has recently recognized this, and in Italy, only 6%, 4,000 people actually died, 4,000 in Italy actually died of COVID, and that was 6% of COVID deaths in the U.S. were COVID only. Only 6% that those are reported. And that's what Vera said.
COVID only.
Yeah.
I'm sure that folks that you heard that.
So, again, you know, we can't, you know, Patriots, here's an article, Joe. Can and must combat the virus of leftism to prevent global communism. Well, it's kind of what we've been preaching for years and years. And although the leftist pathogen cannot be eradicated, it is treatable by sane and responsible measures, especially through personal courage of patriots who will not be intimidated and who will not allow the Constitution to be trampled on. That's absolutely right. And so, folks, this is why we're asking all of you. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I have another announcement here. Anti-masking, anti-vax mandate protest every Wednesday here in the Northeast Ohio from noon to 1 p.m. at the intersection of Route 20 and Menor and Heisley Boulevard. I understand about 20,000 cars go down there in a day. And that's coordinated by the Lake County Liberation Coalition and Freedom Loving Americans. And again, folks out there, especially in the Lake and Geauga counties and Cuyahoga's, anti-masking, anti-vax mandate protest every Wednesday between noon and 1 p.m. They just had a big one here that took place out there from Progressive Insurance in the Mayfield Heights area. There were a number of people that went out, and I went out in the cold, rainy snow, and they stood and they said, "No, we're not going to take it." They protested because Progressive is taking docking the pay from people who won't take the poison, who will not take the poison. And you know what's going to happen, Joe, with that? There's cancer. You're going to see a huge, and well, let me just tell you where that, here he is. Listen to this. The vaccine cancer atrocity, like clockwork, and these are people that have been vaccinated in the last 6 months or so. Most vaccinated Americans will lose immune functions by Christmas and start growing accelerated cancer tumors that will kill them over the next 10 years. And this is put out by the Health Ranger. The elephant in the room with COVID vaccines is not merely that they're erasing the immune systems of those that take the jabs, but the destruction of immune function will lead to an unprecedented acceleration in cancer tumor growth that will overwhelm the medical system and kill tens of millions over the next decade. The vaccine holocaust is going to be felt as cancer tsunami that will somehow be blamed on everything else except for the vaccines. And you know what?
Of course.
Now the Biden regime wants to, the CEO of Pfizer wants to make it a crime. You know, these billions of dollars want to pay off the politicians to make it a crime to speak out against the poison.
Hey, well, here's something everybody can do. There's a small town in California, and city council there voted to declare a city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens against the federal and state mandates. Oroville, California. The vice mayor, Scott Thompson, said, "What we are doing is protecting our citizens' rights as much as we can. So we are acting as a sanctuary city for our citizens, their rights, their freedoms, as protected by the U.S. state constitution." He went on to say Gavin Newsom modeled this type of declaration for us when he declared San Francisco a sanctuary city for what he believed was an overreach by the federal government, and that kind of held. So they're doing the same thing. They're setting up so you could do that. You could get your local small town city, you know, cities all across America, get with your local politicians, declare yourself a constitutional republic city. And the article was by Emma Colton there. It was at Fox News, Oroville, California. And I think it sounds like a great, great idea. And people can just Google that in or put it on whatever search engine. I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo, not Google. But California Sanctuary City declares itself a constitutional republic to fight the COVID mandates. There's something you guys can do all across America.
Absolutely. I mean, they're waking up. Americans, you can almost feel it. That Americans are starting to awaken. They're starting to awaken them. Thanks to new diversity policy managers at one of the world's largest investment firms, the State Street Global Advisors will need permission now to hire white men. You see, whatever happened to basing a man or woman's worth on their character and abilities rather than the color of their skin or their sex?
Oh, that's so passe. That's yesterday. That's so yesterday.
Oh, okay. Here's what Martin Luther King said. I have a dream that one day, on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, when the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character.
Amen. Just kind of like what the Bible says.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I think, isn't there a word I call discrimination, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's only discrimination if those so-called woke decide it's discrimination, huh?
Woke is nothing but a term for people who are trying to lie, steal, and cheat their way to power and overthrow this government. And it's just one of the vehicles they're using. Again, look at it. It's nothing but the old political correctness gone on steroids, right?
Absolutely.
I've gone a little crazy at the little steroids and that in a, you know, little LSD or something, and you've got it. But one, I've got a warning I'd like to put out for the families out there. There it is. There was a study out. I found it on Axios. Teens and tweens are sharing more and more nude photos, pictures online. And people are getting worried that these very, very young children are now sharing nude photos, often with adults. And they seem to not understand that once shared, even with one person, these images can go all over the world, become part of the body of child sexual abuse material and the dark web. Twice as many children between 9 and 12 are sending nude photographs or suggestive pictures of themselves. Folks, did you hear what I said? Twice as many children as in the previous year, 9 to 12, are sending nude photos out on the web. This is all from the nonprofit organization Thorn. It's working to prevent child exploitation. LGBTQ teens were nearly three times as likely to share nude photos than their non-LGBT peers. But this is going on, the pandemic, the access. Now, if you think about that, then listen, headlines. Two Arkansas men admit to trafficking six-year-old girl, sexually assaulting her. Los Angeles suddenly tripping out on shrooms, shamans, kosher, LSD. Drugs are going crazy. All these different new drugs are going all across the nation. Soccer moms in Malibu are now microdosing psychedelics to boost their mood, enhance creativity, on and on about these shamans are being flown in from Brazil and Peru. Cambridge University Press advocating for bestiality, that it become acceptable. Headlines here in America: brothels and illegal massage parlors outnumber Starbucks 2-1 across New York City.
Already.
Sexually transmitted diseases at the highest numbers.
All right. Rochelle from Oregon pledges 100. We'll be back right after this. We got to take a quick break.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world
All righty, we are back. Okay, Andy, give us a report. Am I being jammed? Where are we being jammed?
All across the board.
The entire board?
The entire board.
Okay, what about flagship here?
I said something they didn't want us telling people, huh?
What about here in Ohio, too? Are we?
No, Ohio is the only one so far unaffected.
Okay, we're only on, folks in Ohio, you gotta help us out, because all across the country now they're jamming us, and so, again, it's up to you folks in Ohio. We've got about 15 minutes left, or 13 minutes it looks like left, and we still have about 1,800. How much do we have to raise? About 1,700 to raise yet. And so, anyhow, we need your help out there. Now, Andy, the people, of course, they can't hear me, but the ones that are being jammed and can't hear the rest of this program, they can pick that up, say, on the podcast, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. I normally have the podcast no later than 20 minutes after the hour uploaded and ready to go on thewordcleveland.com.
Somehow, I don't know, we managed to stay on here in Cleveland. So all of you out there, I want all of you to pray with us, okay, that we get back on. You can do it. You can do it. If you all of you that can still hear us, just pray with me. And folks, we got to fight back. That's the whole point. They're angry because we're telling you got to take your stand and you got to fight back against the darkness. And that is why they're so angry at us tonight. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, again, Lord, we're not going to, you've told us to run to this battle. You've told us to storm the gates of hell, and that's what we're going to do, Lord. We would ask that you would come. They think they got power, they can jam us. Well, Lord, we know that you can unjam the jammers. And so, Father God, for all the wicked and the evil that they're trying to lay upon us, Lord, we would ask that you would turn that back on them, turn it around on them, Father, Lord, and Father God, and bring down those that are trying to bring us down. These things we ask. And I know I got a bad feeling that I know a lot of it's got to do with the deep state. It's probably government that's doing this. But we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us, and we need for you folks in Ohio to help us out. Tomorrow, Lord's willing, before we get knocked down, I'm going to tell people they can pick up the rest of the program on the podcast. These things we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we have Sister Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Mary Grace. So we're down to about 1,600. All right, Joe here. Got to tell you this, fully informed consent. Now listen to this. This is an article by Dr. Diane Perlman. We are never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. Now listen to this. This Professor Eric Rubin of Harvard University actually testifying to the VRBCA-PAC panel regarding the high incidences of myocarditis and deaths, mostly in younger males, following the RNA injections. In an hour of informed consent and worth a lifetime of regret. Children are not capable of informed consent. Parents are capable, but made different from the CDC as a trustworthy study. So in other words, they're saying, look, how are we going to find out how many people this will kill unless we give it, right? So let's go ahead and vax them up and see how many live and how many die. There you go.
That's what they're doing with fentanyl. We'll just see how many people in this country take a drug that's got illegal drug that's got fentanyl in it, and see how many die.
All right.
It seems to be a thing that they're doing. What? Kill the children. Kill the old.
All right. You know, Juanita from Portland pledges 25. I'm wondering if she can hear us out there. I wonder if we're back up. We're up on Portland. Anyhow.
Maybe we're up somewhere. Yeah.
All right, speaking of that, we have a prayer request here. Wait a minute, this may be her. No, this is Marilyn. Marilyn from Franklin, I guess that's Franklin County, needs prayer to help overcome kidney infection and blood clots. Would you, Let's see. Blood clotting in her shoulder. Okay, would you pray for Marilyn that God would touch her and heal her?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, and that's what I love, Lord, is that you know who Marilyn is. You know every hair in her head, every thought she's ever had, and you know exactly what's wrong. We hear the words kidney infection, blood clotting problems, and but you truly, truly know. So we bring her before you, Lord, and ask that you would be merciful, that you would pour out your healing power upon her, that, Lord, you would bless her in every way possible, that you would strengthen her, comfort her, and if it be thy will, just heal her completely from these infirmities, that she can be go out and testify to your glory, to your power. And we would just ask that you just put your arms around her, comfort her, and those that love her and care about her. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Connie from Florida pledges 100. Thank you, Connie. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering, when he gets off there, I'm going to have Annie tell to find out if just how bad, because apparently they're not all being jammed completely. Apparently some are getting through. I want to find out. Oh, Patrick
getting
from...
getting through and how much, yeah.
Yeah, Patrick from Cleveland pledges 100. Patrick from Cleveland, yeah.
I've got to go back and just, folks, if you missed it, that idea, this new study out there, these 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys and girls are sending out nude pictures of themselves all over this country. It's gotten horribly, horribly worse. And you just have to watch what your children are doing. Keep them off, you know, when they're not supervised, off the internet. We've got to start. This nation is getting dangerous. I was looking at, in New York, according to the New York Police Department, for every Starbucks in the boroughs, there are 2 illicit massage parlors, mostly with sex trafficking. They found in Queens, there's a nonprofit group traffics the sex trafficking proliferation there, that it's had found 269 brothels. These illegal businesses outnumber coffee shops 5 to 1, and many of these have young girls, children. We've got to start understanding it's a wicked, evil world. We need to get our children into church, you know, activities, church groups, give them things to do, keep them off the internet, start protecting them. They're precious, and this world is evil. We're in the middle of something very, very bad, and you've got to understand and take it seriously.
All right, boy.
I don't know what else I can say?
Our folks are coming through here. Karen from Illinois pledges 30. Andrea from Illinois pledges 200. Jeffrey from Minnesota pledges 250. And Gloria in New York pledges 100.
Thank you, one and all. What a blessing.
I don't know about the World Cup, but we got to be down about 1,000. I mean, we got to be getting pretty close to, so we must have cut that in half. We got about 5 minutes left?
Yeah, we have about 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. I think we need about 1,000, folks. And so, there you go.
People out there that God has blessed Pastor Ernie with professional practices, businesses, that he's given them the ability to make a lot of money or, you know, create a lot of jobs for people and do good things. And there are some people out there that could solve our problem with one simple check. So I would just ask them to prayerfully consider doing something that will help them lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven.
Amen. All right, Joe, I want to say this real quickly. You know how we said way back, remember Uranium One with Hillary? Remember how we've been telling people over all these years, the communists will always accuse you of doing what they're doing.
What they're doing.
The collusion with Russia. And we were telling people, yeah, there's collusion, but it's coming from the Clinton camp. They've sold out. They've been selling America piece by piece. She sold 25% of our uranium to Russians, okay? Well, guess what? Here. It says Hillary Clinton and many Democratic Party leaders have never accepted Donald Trump's 2016 victory, accusing him of colluding with Russia to steal the election from her. But the evidence continues to grow that it was Hillary Clinton who engaged in the collusion with Russia while her presidential campaign was threatened by the FBI's probe of her mishandling of classified information. It's been known for some time that her campaign and the Democratic National Committee financed a bogus steel dossier, which became the premise for the Obama FBI investigation of Trump campaign that triggered a two-year, $45 million special counsel probe dominated. Now, the arrest and indictment of the Russian citizens believed to be the dossier primary subsource has given the saga a whole new wrinkle. In other words, just like what we told you, it's getting the Durham investigation. It may be for real. The Durham investigation may be for real. Wouldn't this be something, okay, if we actually had an investigation that was legitimate now? Wouldn't that be something?
You know, that would be finally the truth comes out and some judgment, some real judgment will happen.
Absolutely. So, all right, we're counting down. We've only got about 3 minutes, I think, left. Okay, right? No, we got about 5 minutes left. All right, we got about 5 minutes left. We need about $200 a minute for the next 5 minutes. And that's my guesstimate. I wasn't able to cut it all up. So we need about that. We need about $1,000 yet. About one more $1,000. Well, Frank in Texas just pledged $100, so we need about $900 now, folks.
Yeah.
And so, again,
the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians in chapter 9 that if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you shall reap that. And God says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, we're at that point where we got to ask, are you going to heaven or hell?
Yeah.
The Bible clearly teaches that many seemingly good people are going to hell, Joe, because they've all sinned, Romans 3:23, for there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not, Ecclesiastes 7:20. Sin has a price, and the Bible states, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, Ezekiel 18:4. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, Joe. And so, here, the question is there any hope? Is there any hope? Well, God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, who were into the world to pay the penalty for sins. And the Lord Jesus, he didn't have to do that. God became flesh, and he took our place on the cross. The folks said, oh, I'm just going to tell you this. You need to go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and read it. And then go to Romans chapter 10 and read it. And you need to pray first for discernment, but it's not difficult. What God has said for you to do is to pray to the Father in the name of the Son, and once you've done that, ask for forgiveness of sins, and then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. And if you do that, if you're obedient to that, you will become a new Christian, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And folks, you've got God's word on it, remember? The one that controls the universe, the one that keeps the planets in rotation, the one that keeps you breathing, provides oxygen, all of what is done that God is doing, he's the one that says you will have eternal life. He's the one that gave you life to begin with, so anyhow, with that,
Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen. Oh, boy, Ken from Missouri pledges 500. Curtis from Illinois pledges 100. And Carl right here in Cleveland pledges 850. Hey, we did it. We actually went over.
Apparently, we're doing what the Lord wants, because God will provide.
Absolutely. So we got, how much did you say?
But he provides.
Praise the good Lord. All right. We went over our praise the good Lord. He did provide. He made it through. And Andy, do you know how much, I mean, we were being jammed, but you know, I mean, apparently we could get through to some people because they were calling us from Florida and places. So I know we were being jammed, but we weren't knocked off completely off all the stations, were we?
So we had Minnesota and Philly said that they were good pretty much all night.
Okay.
But it looks like the Portland, Florida, New York, and Denver all came up, it seems, around the 11:30 mark.
Oh, okay. They came back on.
Yes. I don't know about Little Rock, Michigan, San Diego, or Texas.
Okay.
Oh, we are getting calls from Texas, so.
Okay, how long were we down? Do you know?
I would estimate about 30 minutes.
Jeez. Wow. Okay. All righty. Well, we praise the good Lord. We're still getting some calls. It's still coming in, folks, and you can still call for the next few minutes. You can still call for, I think, about another 3 minutes. And praise the good Lord.
Real popular tonight with some people.
And tomorrow we're going to go into long prayer before we even go on the air. We're going to.
Amen. Well, like in the military, if you're getting flack, you must be over the target.
Yep. Nick from Texas just pledged another 100. Thank you, Nick. So that means they're hearing us in Texas out there, too.
All right.
And so praise the good Lord for that. I know we're coming up to how much time do we have? We got to be getting close on that clock.
We are just at about 150.
All righty.
150.
So there you go, folks. We're down to about the 2 minute mark. And I want to thank all of you out there. We're down to the 1 minute mark, okay? And so I want to thank all of you out there that have been supporting us and pray that you all take your stand. Let's do it. Let's take our nation back, one nation under God, the way God gave it to us.
Yeah.
We all have so much to be thankful for in this nation, and we're not going to let an ungodly, unclean enemy, communist, take away our freedoms and take away the lives of our children. We're not going to do it. We're going to fight. Well, we're down to about, it looks like we've got about 30 seconds left, or 20 seconds left tonight, Joe. So as we say every night, the way we do at this time, we want to say good night. God bless.
Bless.
And always keep. Fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.